AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. How to deal with temperatures that carry wind chills below zero? Ivy Jung lives in Chicago.
I'm looking for a new jacket and also turn on the heating at home. And just stay at home, do not go out.
In western Pennsylvania, lake effect snow bands were blamed for slick roads and poor visibility. 59 vehicles crashed in a snowy pileup and three people were hurt. Below normal temperatures are expected this weekend and into Monday across the entire northern half of the country. In southwestern Indiana, authorities say two 12-year-olds have died after falling through ice. The Obama administration thinks Russia's president approved the hacking of Democratic officials' email accounts before the election.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest notes the intelligence community reported back in October the cyber theft and leaks were so extensive, only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized them.
Pretty obvious that they were referring to the senior-most government official in Russia.
And he says Donald Trump clearly knew that, which is why Trump urged Russia to unearth emails from Hillary Clinton's private server and urged supporters to check out what was showing up on WikiLeaks.
There's plenty of evidence to indicate he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Earnest says instead of scoffing at the findings of U.S. spy agencies, the president-elect should be demanding a thorough investigation. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Washington State Patrol says a suspect in the shooting of a police officer last night is in custody. Sergeant Keith Lurie said earlier that he was holed up with hostages in a residence. Lurie said officers knew who they were dealing with.
He has a very lengthy history. I have not reviewed that. I have spoken with one of our command folks that he is well known to law enforcement in the Mount Vernon area.
The wounded police officer is said to be in serious but stable condition following surgery for a head wound. This is AP Radio News. Corpus Christi officials have released a map showing the parts of the city where it is now safe to drink the water.
You will be able to find those maps at news.cctexas.com.
Meanwhile, for everyone else, an asphalt company says it's working around the clock in an effort to restore a safe drinking water supply after a chemical spill. Cheerful NBA reporter Craig Sager, who is known for wearing loud, colorful jackets, has died. He was 65 and had worked basketball games for TNT for nearly a quarter century. Last September, Sager told the AP about the support he got from NBA players after announcing in March that his leukemia was no longer in remission.
Players were coming up to me very sincerely asking how I was doing. They were holding up signs in front of their lockers wishing me back.
Magic Johnson on Twitter said the NBA family lost a legend who changed the way sideline reporters did their job. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.